tops of the flowers and stopping there, as if they had made up their minds to retire from business and be manufacturers of honey no more. The day was made for laziness, and lying on one's back in green places and staring at the sky, till its brightness forced the gazer to shut his eyes and go to sleep. And was this a time to be poring over musty books in a dark room, slighted by the very sun itself? Monstrous! The lessons over, writing time began. This was a more quiet time, for the master would come and look over the writer's shoulder, and mildly tell him to observe how such a letter was turned up in such a copy on the wall, which had been written by their sick companion, and bid him take it as a model. Then he would stop and tell them what the sick child had said last night, and how he had longed to be among them once again. And such was the poor schoolmaster's gentle and affectionate manner, that the boys seemed quite remorseful that they had worried him so much, and were absolutely quiet, eating no apples, cutting no names, and making no grimaces, for full 2 minutes afterward. "I think, boys," said the schoolmaster, when the clock struck 12, "that I shall give you an extra half-holiday this afternoon." At this intelligence, the boys, led on and headed by the tall boy, raised a great shout, in the midst of which the master was seen to speak, but could not be heard. As he held up his hand, however, in token of his wish that they should be silent, they were considerate enough to leave off, as soon as the longest-winded among them were quite out of breath. "You must promise me first," said the schoolmaster, "that you'll not be noisy, or, at least, if you are, that you'll go away first, out of the village, I mean. I'm sure you wouldn't disturb your old playmate and companion." There was a general murmur, and perhaps a very sincere one, for they were but boys, in the negative. And the tall boy, perhaps as sincerely as any of them, called those about him to witness that he had only shouted in a whisper. "Then pray don't forget, there's my dear scholars," said the schoolmaster, "what I have asked you, and do it as a favour to me. Be as happy as you can, and don't be unmindful that you are blessed with health. Good-bye, all."
"Thank ye, sir,
and good-bye, sir," were said a great many times in a great variety of voices, and the boys went out very slowly and softly.